Yeah, just for one reason or another, we don't think it's worked out. So, I'm not going to harp on about it. We wish them well for the future. And he's, we had some highlights with us. Certainly the hat-trick he scored against Rotherham. He's a good kid. But as I say, sometimes these things happen in football, and we thought it was best for all parties that he returned to Liverpool. We've got a good relationship with the under-23 staff there. We've had a good player in the past in Dan Ward, the goalkeeper, and we'll probably get players in the future as well. But on this occasion, Jack's gone his way, and we'll move on without him, and we wish him all the best for the future.
In the wake of the situation with the wages not being paid, and then the Tom Barkhuizen situation last week, and now this, I suppose some supporters might think, crikey, are more coming into a position again where they're struggling with money. Is this a financial thing or not?
No, not at all. No, I mean, we're due to be paid on Monday, so all I'm interested in at the minute is getting everyone prepared and everyone focused on the job that lies ahead, which is Plymouth. But it's not an ideal situation what's gone on. It's been a bit of a sticky period on and off the field. Obviously losing Tom Barkhuizen's a massive blow to us. Jack Dunn going back now, that's more of our decision. But again, outside the window, you can't replace him. So we pushed a couple of the youth team players forward into the squad on Tuesday night, and that's what we'll continue to look at, trying to promote them. But yeah, it's been a bit a difficult time. It was very well highlighted with regards to the wages situation last month. And hopefully we don't have it again this month. But, as I say, my focus is on Saturday's game, and that's all I'm interested in at the moment. And then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, just to firm it up, that, I mean, as far as you're concerned, the sounds that you're hearing, Jim, is that things should be okay this month financially and you'll get paid.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting told. And hopefully that'll prove the way it will be. It's not been ideal. It's been a difficult time. I'm right in the middle of it all. Peter McGuigan's done an unbelievable job for us over the certainly the time I've been at the club, and more so over the time that I've been manager. There has been things that have gone on behind the scenes that stay between the four walls that are disgusting, which hasn't been ideal. There's a lot of things that have gone on, that people don't know about. With a new owner coming in, we're all getting told the future's bright. We can always all look forward to positive times, and we had that feel-good factor. But for one reason or another, it seems to have taken a backwards turn. So it's there's a lot going on behind the scenes, as I say. And over this last 4 6 weeks, with regards to the sale of Tom and the wage situation and one or two other little things, it hasn't been ideal. But as manager of the club, I've got to remain focused and professional and get on with the job of trying to win football matches. But, certain things don't help. So that's what I'll continue to do. I've been advised that it's going to be fine for getting paid this month, which we're due on Monday. So hopefully that's the case. And, we've got to start looking towards the January window.